What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another podcast episode. Devil Dog Outdoors, What's On My Mind segment. This is episode number 2. Really quick before we get into the actual podcast, really quick, I just want to say shout out to The Common Hunter from TikTok. If you guys are not following him, go ahead and follow him. He's been following me for quite some time. I'm not exactly sure, but I usually see him in my comments showing some love and support. And Kurt Hamel 2, K-U-R-T-H-A-M-E-L 2. What's up, man? Yeah, we got a podcast, and we're bringing it back. We had one for a while, kind of fell off a little bit. I was kind of new to it, didn't really know exactly where to go with it and what to do exactly. I figured I'd just go for something new and see if we can't go somewhere with it, maybe a little bit better, but we shall see how this goes. Right off the jump, I want to talk about this whole thing going on. One of the guys that I follow, his name is Jesse Richard. I followed his original account before he was banned. He's a solid dude, okay? And even on his first account, man, I'm seeing a lot of people hop on his ass about his opinions and views on different things when it comes to hunting, maybe even fishing. I believe there was a few fishing controversies with him, battles going back and forth, man. I don't understand the point in going after somebody and wasting your time, like insulting him and then giving your opinion. That's just making you look like an ass. So there were some people who say that, I got a comment that said that he usually shows more respect than the person who's commenting on his video. And yeah, for the most part he does. But there are times where, yeah, of course, he's going to come off a little bit more aggressive. I mean, if I was him, I can only imagine that the amount of hate comments that this dude gets all the time. Yeah, it's got to be annoying. You know he reads every comment, right? Now, he may not care. He may not give a damn at all. Like, he just really doesn't care. But after reading so many comments of the same thing and people feeling like, oh, yeah, I'm getting to him and stuff like that, it's like, no, you're not getting to him. If anything, it's just super annoying to have to sit there and try to explain yourself. I see where he's coming from, right? Honestly, you're better off talking to a brick wall sometimes, man. Jesse, if you're listening, sometimes it's just better off not to make a video about it, right? And I know how hard that can be. I lost my first account to making videos to every freaking comment that was negative towards me in any way at all. And I don't blame you, dude. It is hard not to, right? I get that 110%. But a lot of these people, man, their egos are way bigger than themselves, and they just got to feel like their opinion is the only correct way to do anything. Like, there's no way around it. There's no getting to them being like, well, hey, like, this is my opinion. We can disagree, and that's all good. I mean, if it works for you, that's great, but this is what's working for me, and you're not going to tell me that I'm wrong for doing it the way that I'm doing it if it's working for me. I completely agree 110% with you on that. So, it's not just Jesse who's dealing with this. I've seen a lot of people within the outdoor community on TikTok, you know, making their videos, and then you take a look at their comment section, and then sometimes I'll see videos where they're answering questions or responding to comments and stuff like that. And there's a lot of disrespectful ass people out there in the outdoor community anymore. Like, what is up with that? That is really, really getting on my nerves. I hate seeing it. Because there's already so much out there that is against us. Why are we going to sit here and battle ourselves? I don't understand the point of it at all. It makes zero sense. Not only that, these people that are against us are also sitting back laughing and watching all of this unfold as we sit there and continue to make ourselves look like a bunch of asses to each other, right? Why are you going to hate on somebody's success? Why are you going to hate on somebody's methods? If it's working for them, bro, leave them the hell alone. How hard is it to do that? Somebody's going to voice their opinion. It may not match yours. That's okay. That happens. Let it go. You can still be cool with somebody that you don't agree with on certain things. And some of you may actually have friends out there that are just like that. There are just some things y'all just cannot come to an agreement on, but you're still friends with that person. Ain't no way in hell you're going to look at me in the face and tell me that because you have one difference in opinions or views on something, you just, nah, screw them. Now, I mean, I can see like a politics thing maybe. I can see that because that's just a whole nother thing. I'm trying to steer away from that. I'm talking about just random stuff. In this case, hunting. Or fishing. Anything outdoors related. Just because this person hunts with a freaking crossbow, you're not just going to stop talking to them. You may not know what their reason is. Maybe you do know what their reason is. Maybe they can't shoot compound. Maybe they don't want to shoot a compound. Maybe they don't want to take the time to learn. That doesn't really make them lazy. They're still getting out there in the woods. We're all on the same freaking team, dude. We all enjoy being in the woods, camoed up, not camoed up, however you prefer to hunt. And we're going after some kind of wild game, whether that be deer, hog, turkey, elk, moose, bobcat, you name it. Any wild game that you are actually legally able to harvest during whatever season, we're all on the same team. We're all in it for the thrill. We're all in it for the food. We're all in it for the memories that we are going to be creating out there, whether it be by yourself, with your friends, with your family, whatever. Those memories will be there forever in your hearts and in your minds. So why is it we gotta hop on social media, act like a bunch of telephone toughies, commenting underneath the people's posts, bashing them and being disrespectful, name calling and all this other shit? I really don't understand it. Because the people that are out there to try to make us vanish, the people that are out there trying to get rid of hunting and make all these laws to prevent us from doing the things that we absolutely love to do, they're sitting back and watching all of this shit unfold. As I stated earlier, there's no need for it. Absolutely none whatsoever. Now, I'm not the chairman for the outdoor community or anything like that. I'm voicing my opinion because this is how I feel about it. The way I was raised, you were to treat every person out there with the utmost respect, even if you didn't know them. There's like a brotherhood thing, you know? We're all hunters. We all respect each other. Till you give us a reason not to, man. And doing that, leaving your little bullshit comments underneath the people's videos, bashing them, name calling and stuff like that, that's one of the really good ways to just really highlight yourself and make you look like an ass. Trust me, if I've seen a comment underneath of a video where you're bashing somebody or hating on somebody for something, yeah, I remember that name. I'm not going to respect you at all in any way whatsoever, dude. It's just not happening. Now, defending yourself, that's a different thing. Jesse stays defending himself. I have never seen Jesse actually go in and attack somebody for no reason at all. I've never seen him do that, ever. Just go out of his way to be disrespectful. Hell, I mean, even the hunt critic, he gets hated on all the time for his opinions. People leaving comments under there telling him he's stupid, he's an idiot, and all this other stuff like that. And I know he sees it, especially whenever he talked about the whole headshots thing. Now, I don't necessarily agree with him on his views on that. But I'm not going to bash him, and he's still got my support. Because he's a great dude overall. He's just voicing his opinion. This is where he stands. Once you learn how to literally just get over the fact that someone else is going to see something and do something differently than you, the easier it is on you to just let it go. Who cares? It is what it is. Moving on. Why is that so hard anymore? I really don't know. If somebody can literally answer me and explain to me why that is so hard, why that is so difficult anymore, that would be fantastic. I would absolutely love to have somebody just like hop on here and just be like, look, man, this is why, and give me a really solid reason. That's going to be extremely hard to do because I seriously don't see a reason for it at all. So, the outdoor community that I know of, that I grew up knowing, it was full of respect, supporting one another, agreeing to disagree, because yes, people hunt differently. You got your spot and stalk. You got your hunters that hunt from a blind. You got your hunters that sit at the base of a tree or hiding in a bush. You got your hunters that are hunting stands. Bigger blinds, ladder blinds, whatever the hell you want to call them. There's so many different ways to go out there and hunt, but at the end of the day, it doesn't freaking matter because we're all on the same fucking team. We're all on the same team. So can we please bring back the supporting one another? Show them respect. Not hating on one another. Can we start like trickling that back in? People may take us just a little bit more serious. Instead of seeing the crazy ass videos where we're sitting there just bashing one another and responding back and forth and all this other craziness on TikTok, even Facebook, Instagram. Facebook's like the worst one for it, in my personal opinion. Facebook is terrible with people who just constantly want to bash. There's a lot of people, especially on the Maryland side of things, from my experience, there's a lot of people out there that just love to laugh at you and just take you as a freaking joke. Like, they really just do not care. They'll be ignorant as hell to you, like, all the time. Saying stupid shit up in the comments, it just doesn't make any sense, but it is what it is. So, while out here on vacation, we're going to move on past everything that I've talked about so far. Because I'm really getting fired up, honestly, thinking about everything. But out here on vacation currently, I'm sitting in the car because it's the only soundproof location that I could think of. I just got a hold of some of my Treason early season gear. Finally, dude. I've been wanting to do that for so long. But because of my previous job, I was not able to afford any of that. Now, I won't get into details of my previous job, but just know this new job that I currently have right now, y'all, I'm absolutely loving. It is fantastic. I could do this shit for years. I mean, that's not the goal, right? My goal is to eventually break loose and live out my dream being a professional bass angler, but we'll see if that even happens. But I got the Treason early season long sleeve, my Treason lightweight early season pants, the early season gloves, the early season snapback mesh hat, and then the early season face mask. That's really all you need, because here in Maryland, dude, that early season is hot. September 9th is opening day, and I still gotta put in to be off that day because I'm not missing opening day. So the 9th and the 10th, I'll definitely be in the woods here in Maryland. Not exactly sure where we're going to be hunting just yet, but I'll be treasoned up. And if you guys haven't checked out the Treason camo, make sure you guys do that. Join the field staff. Get you a 30% discount, bro. I mean, I absolutely love their camouflage patterns. I absolutely love their material that they use for all of the camouflage. When I went to the Great American Outdoor Show, of course, naturally, I'm going to swing by the Treason booth. Technically speaking, I was supposed to, like, I volunteered to help them out at the Treason booth, but my previous job ended up screwing me over and calling us in for a bunch of rain and not snow to plow a bunch of water. It wasn't snow. We didn't need to be there at all. I was pretty pissed. They knew I was pretty pissed. Because at the last minute, I had to call the Treason staff and let them know, like, hey, I can't make it. And I felt like that wasn't really the best of looks for me, you know, especially when it comes to this outdoor thing that I've worked so hard on, trying to make myself look more like a professional representative of another company, it's just kind of hard, you know, like, I don't know. That really irked my nerves, and even to this day, I still feel really bad that I had to call Treason and let them know, like, that I wasn't making it at the very last minute because I got called in for storm work that wasn't even needed, wasn't necessary. So, maybe next year for sure, I will definitely be up there at the Treason booth. If they swing by the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, PA, that they have every single year in February, I will be on that list of people that goes up there and helps out with the Treason booth. I definitely want to do that. It's just something that I've always wanted to do. I used to go to the Great American Outdoor Show before it was even called the Great American Outdoor Show up there in Harrisburg. Ever since I was a little kid, my family would go all the time. And I just always thought it would be really cool to go from, you know, that little kid that used to walk around and grab all the business cards to all the expos and stuff like that, to getting just a little bit older and seeing all the new products and stuff like that, to actually being a representative for a camouflage brand for hunting. Like, that would be pretty neat. And then maybe, who knows, maybe one of these days Devil Dog Outdoors could have their own booth for the Great American Outdoor Show up there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We'll see how everything goes. I'm jumping ahead of myself here, big time. But you never know, right? Like, that there would be pretty badass if you ask me. That would definitely be really cool. So, the Treason gear that I got, top-notch, solid. Go check it out. Also, no scent. I have to get some of that because I don't know what happened to mine. Mine's, like, gone. I couldn't find any of my no scent products. No scent is also a great product to use. And then the Flawless Whitetail products, I won't be worried about those just yet. You know, early season, I don't really use deer scented products. Maybe you do where you are. Maybe you like using minerals and stuff like that. Flawless Whitetail, hit them up, check them out, go get you some. I'm excited for the season, as I stated in the podcast previously. Always will be excited for the season. Every single week that passes, we're just getting closer and closer and closer to just climbing the tree, getting ready. I still got to get my bow set up. Man, I'm a little behind on that, I know. This vacation is a week long, so Saturday to Saturday. So tomorrow I'm leaving Ocean City, Maryland. But when I get back, we're getting down to business, getting everything set and ready for September 9th. Going out with, I don't even know who I'm going out with on the 9th, if anybody in my family is even able to take off on the 9th, but on the 9th, I'm going to the woods. No doubt in my mind. I'm definitely doing that. So, with the future of this podcast, I'm not sure what it's looking like. But I feel like, you know, the goal that I had in mind, the idea that I had in mind, was to have that podcast set up, that podcast recorder, 6 microphones, you know, getting my family and some friends, whatever, sit around and we can talk hunting, we can talk fishing, we can get you guys involved. But so far from what I've experienced, it may just be a me, myself, and I kind of deal for a little while. I'm not too sure. The original idea with this podcast today, I don't know. Little brother just didn't want to do it. He said that he's not doing that stupid shit. So I was just like, all right, cool. So I wanted him to tell his story because I know a lot of people like listening to the stories, you know, the hunting stories and stuff out in the woods. I wanted him to tell a story about his big six. But, you know, it's not about it. So whether or not he'll be ever doing a podcast, I'm not too sure, to be completely honest. I don't see it happening. I don't know about any of my other family members, but it doesn't seem like it's there either. But we'll see. I don't know. If it ends up just being me, then I'll figure out a way to get some guests in here and actually make it just a little more interesting, a little more fun, getting two different opinions in the same room, whatever, you know, whenever it comes to hunting and fishing. But till then, it's just, like I said, it's just me for now. It's going to be me for a little while. Now, to get the podcast recorder that I wanted to get or not to get it, I don't know. No idea anymore. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm still going to be doing me. Still going to be doing the Devil Dog Outdoors podcast, what's on my mind, and your regular scheduled content will be back after this vacation ends. So before I wrap this up, I'm going to go down. There's three things that I'm going to talk about. Jesse Dean Mitchell from TikTok said, thoughts on spot and stalk whitetail with a traditional bow. His target buck is coming back to his property. He missed him last year. So my thoughts on spot and stalk in general. I think it's a good tactic if you know what you're doing. Now, to do it with a traditional bow, that sounds like one hell of a freaking challenge. On a whitetail. Not saying that it's impossible at all. But that sounds like one hell of a challenge. So you got a target buck. He's coming back to your property this year. You missed him last year. Well, I mean, that's a good sign, right? So whatever it is that you did last year, maybe try going in the same kind of method. Whatever caused you to miss, maybe just try to make some kind of correction. I'd be shooting every day with that traditional bow if I was you. Every day. Perfecting my shots. Attempting to perfect my shots, right? That's what we're always looking forward to. Getting out there, getting that practice in. I mean, of course, you're going to get down to that moment where the jitters kick in or whatever. But I think you may be able to get him this year. If you just keep practicing your shots. Now, starting now, get out there, practice. You may just be able to get him this year. But my thoughts on spot and stalk with a traditional bow. Sorry, can't talk. But that's one hell of a challenge. I've tried my hand at spot and stalk, right? And I've only ever had one opportunity where I was actually close enough to maybe get a shot off on a deer. But it ended up being a lot smaller than I thought, and I let her walk. I was like, nah, I'm not shooting that deer. I had her at 20 yards full draw. Like, that was a cool day. I really wish I had cameras rolling that day, because I was in low crawl across the field out in West Virginia. My family's ranch, dude. That was pretty neat. In the rain. That was a lot of fun. But don't worry, if that opportunity ever comes about again, I'll be sure to have cameras rolling. We'll have GoPros set and ready, cell phone recording. We'll make something happen. That'd be pretty neat. So fishing farm family. Can you say how you caught your PB bass and what it was on? So I set out to go do some, what the hell is that shit called? Fertility treatments. Down in Annapolis, Maryland. I set up down there, did that. Leaving, I was debating on whether or not I should go fishing after my appointment. I found this little pond, and I was like, okay, cool. Let's go hit this up. Go to hit it up. I called my wife and I told her, I was like, look, I'm going fishing. I'll call you whenever I'm on my way home. So I had to leave because I saw a number on a sign that said that I had to have a permit to park and fish there. So I called the number that was on the sign. I asked where I could get this permit. She gave me another location. I had to leave the pond, go all the way back to, I think it was maybe about 15-minute drive. I mean, it's not really like a long drive, so I shouldn't say all the way back. I had to go back in the direction I just came, but 15 minutes, and go in, pay for the permit. It wasn't expensive at all. I think it was like 15, $20 or something like that because I was non-resident of Annapolis. So I got my pass. They gave me a code. I walk over to the counter, sign my name, and then I left. Come back to the pond. I usually carry two rods with me. Sometimes, not all the time, but at a spot like this, yeah, I'd have two rods with me. I figured I was going to leave the bait cast rod in the car or in my truck, and I was going to grab the rod that my wife got me for Christmas, which was a little like 6'6" ugly stick from Walmart, bro. I don't know the pound line, the poundage on it. I don't know what kind of line it was, but I had everything already rigged up except for the lure. But I had my tackle bag with me, and I had just gotten some Guggen baits. We're talking March 17th, 45 degrees outside, bro. It was pretty cold. So, walked the bank, reach in my bag. I found like a decent little spot, and I was like, you know what, it's cold. Let me throw something like this jerkbait, Junior Scout. Grabbed the Guggen Junior Scout, and I cast it. First cast out past this little tree branch I saw coming out in the water, and I was ripping it out in front of that. Now, I usually go rip, pause, and in the winter time, I'll let that pause sit for a little bit, anywhere between 3 and 5 seconds before I start moving it again. Well, I went to pop it when I got right next to that tree limb, and I thought I got hung up. So I like pulled back, and I was like, oh, shoot, man, are you kidding me? First cast, I'm snagged. I lift the rod tip up, and then my drag started slipping, and the rod started getting pulled down. I was like, holy crap, dude, this is a fish. Now, I did my research on this spot, said that the chain pickerel can also be caught at this place. And I was like, oh, wow. Maybe I got myself a really nice chain pickerel. Well, little did I know, it was actually a largemouth bass. I just saw this bucket mouth coming to the surface. I hurried up, dipped the rod tip down, trying to keep it from jumping and throwing. That lure I saw was barely hooked. Set the phone up, and I just started filming. First cast, and I caught my personal best. 10 pounds, 6 ounces, state of Maryland. I got the fish replicated, the 23-inch length, 19-inch girth. Absolute mammoth. That shit was fun. That was so much fun. I'm glad I had one other guy there that actually witnessed it. I'm glad I was able to set my phone up. And a lot of people were always telling me that ain't no 10-6, that ain't no 10, that's not a 10, that's not a 10. I'm glad y'all were there to catch the fish. To the people that are telling me that it's not a 10-6, it's not a 10-pounder, I'm glad you guys were there to catch a fish. Thank you. But Bassmaster accepted all the photos and documentation that I had for the fish measurement and length and the weight. And this month, actually, September's Bassmaster magazine, September-October Bassmaster magazine, I will be in that one. If you look in the Lunker Club section of the magazine, you'll find me there holding my fish up. So, yeah. That's pretty cool, if you ask me. But, yeah, that's my story. That's my story for my PB bass. That was actually a lot of fun. I did let her go to see another day. So, I think she's still out there somewhere. Would absolutely love to catch her again because there's no doubt in my mind that that's a Maryland state record sitting in that pond. So, we'll see. We'll see. Mullet underscore Colt 1214. Where was the best place you ever hunted or fished? So, when it comes to hunting, I'd like to say that the best place that I've ever hunted was, I mean, really, Liberty Reservoir. I mean, Eastern Shore's got a lot of deer. But I haven't really hunted outside of Liberty Reservoir. I've hunted Liberty Reservoir all my life. So, I mean, that's the only one that I can really say that that's the best place I have ever hunted. I've hunted Eastern Shore, Liberty Reservoir, and West Virginia. But West Virginia was on private land, a family ranch. So yeah, I don't know. As far as, you know, the best place I've ever fished, that's California. The amount of tanks that I was catching, I mean, dude, I was catching 3-pounders, 4-pounders, like it was nothing. It was just an everyday thing when I went fishing, especially in the months of April. Well, hell, maybe even earlier than that, March. March to June, like mid-late March to June in California, and you will have the greatest fishing experience of your entire life out there, bass fishing. Lake Poway was probably my favorite place to go. That was definitely one of my favorite places to go fishing. But, yep, that's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will see you guys next week. Love y'all.